If anyone had told me a year and a half ago that I'd be dancing...
I love her. Oh, God damn it. What? Keep shutting off.
Going to a ball, it keeps shutting me off. Dancing, I'd have said, oh, me.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
She's doing that Vegas residency now.
Is she, B. Arthur? She's dead. Isn't she?
What?
B. Arthur.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about?
Not another one.
B. Arthur died a long time ago.
And Betty White was the one that died.
No, Betty White's the only one left.
Wow.
What was lost?
Isn't it nice that we can play music since there's no Cheryl?
I know. Where is she at?
I don't know. She's playing with her vagina. Probably watching Grums.
Probably.
Here's Carol Burnett. I've never heard this.
Yeah, she's still alive.
Do you hear that playing? Do you know who's playing?
Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Go when I blow my horn.
Yeah.
Hear that one.
Blow, Gabriel, blow. Go on and blow, Gabriel.
This is jazzy.
Did this mean something else back then? Like, was this like a...
What?
Was this one of those, you know, she was really talking about a gay man?
I don't know. Ethel Merman did this song a long time ago. I don't know what it's about. I think it's about a trumpet.
Like, you know, Madonna could sing this now, or Lady Gaga.
Live to Tell? Yeah. I think back then they knew what they were singing about, but they do, everything was wink, wink, you know?
Daniel.
All right. So what's new, Debra? Do you like this emergency pop-up Grom we're doing?
Yeah,
I felt like... You know, it's so rare that I feel like I'm in a good mood, and it's probably because I restarted my antidepressants, because sometimes I stop them for a little while. Not both of them. I take two antidepressants, but sometimes, like, I turn into, like, I feel like an unemotional corpse.
Wait a minute now.
What?
Some girl was calling me.
So you
stopped the antidepressants?
Yeah, but I'm back on. I do it periodically. Like, I'll just stop for, like, a week. And then as soon as I get depressed again, I'll take them again. Anyway, please don't. I shouldn't have said that because now people are going to judge left and right. I don't want to hear it.
It's your business. It's your body. It's your choice.
I always get a million emails from people that are on antidepressants. I'm like, listen, everybody's on fucking antidepressants. Who cares?
Why? You get messages saying they're bad?
They're just like, oh, I'm on them too. And then they want to know, what are you taking? Compare dosage.
Sort of like the Reagan calls when you talk about this stuff.
Ronald Reagan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what about this? Sarah Palin, was that the craziest fucking thing? They were laughing at her on CNN the other day. I realize this is old news. But that guy, what's his name with the shark eyes? Don Lemon. He's usually so stoic. He was just laughing. He was like Anderson Cooper girly laughing. I mean, it was just... And then there was this one lady... Who was in the, you know, they had four faces on the screen, you know, in each corner. And then they're like, what? They're playing the speech, and this one lady is just making faces, like, you know, and rolling her eyes. It's just unbelievable.
And you, I honestly think she was drunk.
She was something.
She's on some type of medicine.
She was something. But then again, she was always an idiot. Do you think maybe she's just.
No, or, you know, that's probably what it is. She was always like this. It was just in the beginning, you know, they were like, tell me to fuck down, honey.
I think they just told her to be herself, or nobody's telling her anything. And she's just like, whatever.
Probably so.
But where did you get that article you sent me that she's VP?
It was somebody posted it on the Facebook before I went to bed.
It's not true, though.
I think it is.
But there's, I know you think it's going to happen, which is different from it actually having happened. Because it wasn't in the New York Times. It wasn't anywhere in the Google. Except it wasn't even on Raw Story. It was like that thing you sent me, I think it was Photoshopped or something.
He said back before he ran or something, he would pick her.
Yeah, but he also said he would pick Howard Stern, you know?
I think he's going to put her.
I don't. I really don't.
Because it's going to make the basis. Well, I don't know.
Look, he is a misogynist through. And I mean, the core, at the core, he is a misogynist. You know, he, or a, I don't know what you call him, male chauvinist or something. You know, I can't see him having a woman vice president. He's going to pick some smelly old guy.
Well, I mean, if he was to pick a vice president that's a woman, he's going to pick a pretty one. And, well, out of all of the Republican options, I think she's the prettiest.
But she's gained some of the weight, it looks like.
I think that's like that wrestling.
You know what I can't wait for? Saturday Night Live when Tina Fey is going to do it. Oh, my God.
It's
so good. I can't wait.
She's sort of like a female Bill Cosby.
She doesn't rape people, though.
Well, I'm talking about Sarah Palin, but yeah.
Oh, Sarah Palin.
Like when she rambles, like, you know, when Bill Cosby do his shit, is then it would be, you know, him rambling, you know, sort of like peanut butter, blobbity bop. That's exactly her.
Peanut butter?
You know, she was like, America, gun-toting, fearing, Bible thumping, humping. Zippity yeah. boop-bop,
like,
doobity-duff.
Like, what the fuck? I guess we should watch it, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I think you should play it to the audience. Well, you know, they did have to watch it, like, I don't know,
who cares? 50
times yesterday.
Well, but we didn't, yeah.
And then I skipped through it, and it was like it was the same stuff. Even if you, like, remix it, she's saying the same thing.
How long was the speech?
20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, but you can probably find, like, the best bits. Or, you know, maybe I should have ran it through the logic to cut out all of the dead silence.
Oh, I don't.
Think that but
with the video? Better. You want to cut it out with the video and then...
Oh, I wonder if work? I can do that in logic. I know you can import video. I wonder if you could actually do that. That'd be kind of awesome.
I don't know. It sounds like a pain in the ass. Let me see here. All right, Grumholder Vision. And, okay, what do I YouTube, Sarah?
Palin endorses Palin Trump.
Endorses Trump. I bet it's going to be a parody video first. Let's see. No.
What?
YouTube.
Considering what you believe is a parody.
Let's see. I think this is it.
I just want to now say a couple of words about a very...
Oh, God damn it. Stalling.
Person.
Stalin.
This is a person who I've known for a long time, who I've respected for so long, an incredible husband, an incredible family.
He's and a husband?
Somebody Sarah that Palin is when a husband? I heard that she
I
was
missed
going
that.
To endorse me, I was so honored. You have no idea how honored. And I would like to bring up, if I might, Governor Sarah Palin.
Governor special, who quit so she could get reality person. TV money,
Thank
right?
Thank you.
Wasn't that it? Oh, God. I didn't see the whole thing like this. This should be
Thank
good.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be in Iowa. We're here just thawing out. Todd and I and a couple of our friends here from Alaska lending our support for the next president of our great United States of America, Donald J. Trump. Mr. Trump, you're right. Look back there in the press box. Heads are spinning. Media heads are spinning. This is going to be so much fun. Are you ready to make America great again?
Oh, God, she's so just...
We all have a part in this. We all have a responsibility. Looking around at all of you, you hardworking Iowa families, you farm families, and teachers, and teamsters, and cops, and cooks. You
teamsters.
Cops and cooks.
And holy rollers. All of you who work so hard, you full-time moms. You, with the hands that rock the cradle, you all
what?
Make the world go round.
Wasn't that a fucking, like, creepy She's movie?
Cliches from hell.
I would jump in into a primary, kind of stirring it up a little bit, maybe, and choose one over some friends who are running, and I've endorsed a couple others in their races before they decided to run.
Trump's mouth looks like an old person's knee. You know what I mean?
Somebody,
an elbow.
Somebody posted.
Just gonna get
what?
Beat up.
You could instantly see in his face. He's like, what the fuck did I just do?
You know, I'm thinking, and?
He has ass mouth.
Yeah. You know, like, you guys haven't tried to do that every day since that night in 08 when I was on stage nominated for VP And I got to say, yeah, I'll go, send me. You betcha. I'll serve. And like you all, I'm still standing. So those of us who've kind of gone through the ringer as Mr. Trump has, makes me respect you even more. That you're here and you're putting your efforts and you're putting reputations, you are putting relationships on the line to do the right thing for this country because you are ready to make America great again.
It's so weird, though. It has to be because he told her he would pick her because think about it.
Well,
she's not stupid. I mean,
like
she knows.
You
know, she is stupid.
Now or never.
But he voted for Hillary back in the day. He said he was for gay marriage back in the day. He said, you know, he was for abortion back in the day.
And if you love your freedom,
he is.
The only... That's what I'm saying. So the only way she probably would have endorsed him is
and
he was like,
that the United States military deserves a commander in chief who loves our country passionately
okay.
and will never apologize.
Maybe you're right.
For
Maybe she's fucking stupid.
I think he probably is leading her onto that, but I don't think he's going to actually do it.
Okay, well, that's possible too. He's not
a
stupid.
New commander in chief.
So obviously,
she is
just doing what he's got to do to get the vote.
Of the fallen.
Yeah.
So then if that's the case, if you believe he's just leading her on, then maybe the case he is.
I think
he's
going to
troll the country if he wins and be like, I don't believe in any of this shit. You're all stupid.
And then he'll open the gas chambers. I think Ted Cruz is going to be his VP.
Well, it could possibly.
I think if he's smart, that's what he'll do. Because the problem is, with this idiot, people are just going to be like, she can't be president. She's an idiot. Even idiots can tell she's an idiot eventually, I hope. I mean,
but wouldn't it be smarter for him to pick somebody else instead of Ted Cruz? Because it's the same voters.
Is it?
Yeah, I think the base is basically the same. They're just split.
But Ted Cruz has the evangelicals, too.
Yeah, but it's the same people. These same people are going to come over to him anyways if he picks him. You know what I mean?
And Sarah Palin has other people?
Well, no, you're right. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think who he really could pick. Maybe he'll run and he'll be like, look, Bernie will win, then he'll pick Hillary. Or if Bernie wins, I mean, if Hillary wins, he'll pick Bernie.
Oh, I don't think so. Wait, if Hillary wins what?
If Hillary gets the nomination for the Democratic Party,
yeah.
He'll come out and say, I'm going to pick Bernie.
You think?
I don't know.
Then there will only be one party. Somebody was saying on NPR today that they think if Trump wins this, then there could become... three parties in America. Like, it could turn into a third party situation.
Oh, I think it already has, because I think if he doesn't win the nomination, he's going to run anyway. Because what's there to stop him?
Well, the funny thing is, like, he's kind of not a Republican except for the racism. You know?
Well, and for the line, I mean, if you go by, like, what he said... then he is a Republican. But if you go by, like, his past history, then is, you know.
It's awful. I'm so embarrassed because I watched that Chloe cocktail show. I don't know what was wrong with me.
Yeah.
It was like it was on demand, and it suggested it, you know? So I'm like, ugh. And I heard her interview on Howard Stern the other day. But her mouth is upside down.
Yeah. Do you think he did this to stop the Koch brothers?
What do you mean?
Well, because basically they have those meetings every year where they say what they can do to take over the country.
Yeah.
And do you think that he did this to show them that he's, you know, the big billionaire? Because Ted Cruz has been funded by them.
You know, that's actually a very interesting idea. It's possible.
To show him, you know, I mean, I could see him doing it just because he's like, oh, you think you're the big boy.
No, it makes sense, actually. You know, today I was watching, I don't know if you've seen it, it was from the end of 2014, Barbara Walters was interviewing David Koch. Did you see that interview?
No, but I'd listen to that NPR when I sent
right.
you the
interview. Well, he very rarely does an interview. It was the first interview I've ever seen of him. And he's so weird, like, he has such strange facial tics and stuff that it's almost like... Like, there's this one guy, when I used to go to 12-step meetings, he was like this weird guy who would act autistic and weird and twitchy, and you always thought, like, he lives on the street. That's how David Koch is. He's like that crazy actor.
I don't know.
But the thing is that I didn't really know is that socially, he's liberal. Like, he's pro-choice, and he's pro-gay marriage and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't want any government, so he doesn't care.
Exactly.
But the thing is, they're Nazis.
Oh, yeah, that sucks, too. Griselda lives right next to one of them, like right there.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's like terrifying.
She's got.
They're basically like crazy. I didn't realize it was as big as it was until I listened to that NPR.
With Jane Mayer. Meyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
But yeah, so I could see him doing it just to be like, oh, you think you have the control? I have the control. I ran by myself and I won.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know. It's interesting, actually. Something has motivated him to do this. And I don't think it's just his ego. I mean, I think that's what's driven it, but I'm saying
I think it started off as a joke, kind of, and he ran like he always does, and it just turned into reality, and I think it surprised him probably as much as anybody else. I don't think there was any sort of intent to it, any sort of conspiracy kind of thing. I think it just kind of happened.
It's possible. But, like, the things he says, he's the businessman. He knows he can't force Apple to build devices in this country. I mean...
Okay, somebody wants me to turn my camera on. If I get 20, I'm just going to be, since it's a surprise pop-up grum, all I want is $20. And then I'll turn my camera on. Give me $20.
Cam model.
Yeah, I'm going to paint my taint. Like that. God, that yapping. And doesn't her husband come up looking like shit later?
I don't know, but I love how she blamed Obama. Establishment. For her son beating the girlfriend up and threatening to kill her.
Is that on this?
With the AK-47 or whatever that gun rifle is.
Was that on this or was that a different...
No, that's thing. Just Google that. Like, Sarah Palin blames Obama for son.
Okay, let's watch that because I haven't seen that.
You know the history of the story.
Blames... Whatever. I'll say blasted by veterans. That's it.
It might be like Sarah Palin blames Big Brother.
What?
Now, our military.
What's Ted Cruz doing now?
Yeah, hold on, that's not it. That might be a new one.
You're an idiot!
That's hysterical. Look at the guy's face.
Oh, I found it on TMZ, but I found it on Mashable, too. Let me see.
Okay, but did you see that guy's face when they called her an idiot?
No, you know it's lying. The guy that's in the suit right
look
behind
at his
her.
Face, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff. I gotta read.
Oh my lord, look at the thing behind Ted Cruz's shoulder with the
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. We don't believe in pulling out.
Right.
Our vets I'm surprised in the new thing she didn't say Orwellian. You know, she normally says that like 50 million times.
Says what?
She'll say like Orwellian.
Really? Does she say that?
Yeah.
This is a matter of now.
It's a matter of beans.
Our military. Our vets.
Our vets.
See, I'll show you where to cut it. This is the perfect, like, if I was making news with this, I'll show you where I'll cut it.
Our vets have proven that they have not been timid, so we will not be timid in calling out any who would use our military, our vets,
I lost my place.
As pawns in a political...
Like, who's going around hitting vans? Okay. That's what I want to know.
You're an idiot!
there.
I've seen people. Oh my lord. I've seen people in public, you know, with their hats that they were in the, what is it, the, Vietnam War, you know. You know, and I'm always extra nice to them because, you know, they were probably forced to go. They didn't want to go. They're traumatized.
I'm sorry. Limbs. I'm still on the idiot thing. Ted Cruz, he just didn't.
It's sexy.
Stone face. He didn't do a thing.
Right, that's like, he smiled at fucking Donald when Donald told him, you know, he was hurting the American people for saying the New York people were retarded.
Yeah, Jewish. Yeah.
Yeah. Burn the Jew, Bill.
That goes into favorites. Burn the Jew.
You should have the Mashable.
Did I get $20 yet? Let's see. Oh, the Mashable link, right. Okay.
And can I say how good this TV is? I want to talk about this Vizio.
Go ahead.
This is a really good TV. I just cannot. The quality, to me, the black levels, I think, are better on this than they are on the plasma.
That's like, I got a $300 TV last year at 48 inches, and it's like a wonderful picture.
Yeah. Like, you know, everybody was against the, you know, the LEDs, which I had that
advanced
Sony, you know, I told you about.
Now offered by Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Cancer. Profiles the genomic.
Wait a minute, man. Way to be a doubter.
May reveal.
Well, I didn't decide what ad to put on before the video.
Is the future of cancer. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The future of cancer? What are you watching?
Oh, we got money. I can put my camera on. If
wow.
You. Why isn't it loud?
I can talk personally about this. I guess it's kind of an elephant in the room because my own family going through what we're going through today with my son, a combat vet, having served in a striker brigade, fighting for you all, America, in the war zone. But my son, like so many others, they come back a bit different. They come back hardened. They come back wondering if there is that
different
respect for what it is that their fellow soldiers and airmen and every other member of the military so sacrificially have given to this country. And that starts from that the top. It's a shame that our military personnel even have to wonder if they have to question if they're respected anymore. It starts from the top. The question, though, that comes from our own president, where they have to look at him and wonder, do you know what we go through? Do you know what we're trying to do to secure America and to secure the freedom?
She's seriously.
The thing is, this.
She's completely psychotic.
Yeah. They get fucking discounts at the movies. They get discounts at IHOP. They get discounts at almost every store. Everybody always lets them cut in the line.
Yeah.
Free food. I mean, are you kidding me? Everybody respects the military. Whether you support the war or you don't, nobody's mean to these
Well,
people.
The funny thing is all this shit she was talking about, like them going to war without knowing the reason and for bad reasons, that's all Bush stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and Obama got us out of a lot of shit. Granted, we're still in it, but.
But the thing is okay, then why are you for the war at all?
Right.
If you're complaining how bad it is and it made your son to beat his girlfriend.
I don't know, but I want to see a Will It Blend Star Wars edition.
Okay.
This is my blender, so I have.
Will it blend? That is the question.
Oh, yeah, then you do have that one now.
Yeah, that's why I got it. I have the black one just like that. Love Will It Blend. Gay guy.
Well, a new Star Wars is almost here, and I can't wait to see my favorite character again. Jar Jar Binks. Okay, since you all hate him so much, I'll make sure he doesn't make it into the next movie. Let's put him in the...
That actor that plays her is gorgeous.
Jar Jar Jar.
Jar Jar.
I think I'll press the Misa Gonna Die button.
What? Look at his face. Wow, Jar Jar.
Alaska smoke. Don't breathe this. I'm so glad we did that. I was almost going to blend Chewbacca, but the Wookiee would have been too chewy.
Oh, God.
Subscribe to our channel for even more exciting episodes.
Donald Trump, wait a second. What's this Donald Trump?
Will it blend? That is the question.
Yeah. It's a Donald Trump one. Oh, a bobblehead, maybe.
You want that new monitor? You should just get the new iMac.
There are, like,
so you hear computer
159 people running for president? So I figured if these guys can do it, why not?
Oh, I've seen this one.
I mean,
and all around me, a voice was sounding.
What?
Sounding.
This land was made for you and
me. It's Bernie Sanders.
But me, I have my secret weapon, my Blendtec. So the real question isn't, will I win? Instead, it's, will they blend? I think I'll press the patronize button.
Okay. You know, the only reason that that blender got popular is because of these things.
Yeah, because I remember when those videos came out, it was like obsessing.
Yeah.
When the first iPhone came out, she blended it.
Mm-hmm.
She still sure looks the same, though. She looks good.
Yeah, Grecian.
He blended the Batmobile.
Well, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Was going to blend a car one time. I don't think
a
that
car?
Was possible.
The school for girls?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But, I mean, do you really need a blender?
Do I?
I mean, a 4K TV.
I use my blender at least once a day. Every day I use that thing. Okay, I put the video on since Edith gave us $30. Even though we have to share it with Cheryl the Miser. Because otherwise we're not allowed to groom.
Edith is so nice.
Cheryl won't let us groom if we don't share the money. She's like a monster in real life.
Well, I think we should always share the wealth. Like the 1% does, since they're so nice.
Yeah. People think that Cheryl is like just pretending to be an asshole, but she's not. She's like in real life, she's a miserly cunt. So, yeah.
I think it reads.
It blends?
I said I think it reads.
It breeds? Like,
yeah, it breeds through the audio.
Oh, I think it meant breeds, loads. Mm-hmm. What brand are my headphones? God damn it. Biodynamic DT770. And they're very nice. I've had them for, God, 10 years. More than that. The nice thing about audio equipment, Deborah, is that it lasts. Not like computer shit where you got to replace it every 2 seconds.
That is true.
All my setup is 10 years old. Yep.
I've noticed a lot of people have on the YouTube have the same mic that I got.
What is it, a Samsung or something?
No, the Shure.
SM58?
I don't know.
Oh.
I just noticed a lot of people bought it.
It's probably the SM58 because that's the one that's like the standard.
But it ain't no USB, I can tell you that.
No USB?
No, it's, you know, I had to buy the soundboard for him.
What do you mean a soundboard? Oh, a mixer.
I mean the mixer, yeah, my bad.
Oh, well, that's good, though. That's better. It's better sound quality if it doesn't have USB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hot in here. Whoa.
I can get you a special, you know what you should do because you like spending money, is get you a nice, warm tube amp, like a preamp for your mic.
Oh, will that make me sound like more like Britney when I sing?
It'll make you sound more like Etta James.
Okay.
Like old-fashioned. Who's Huge Clit? Is that Rachel? I don't know who else would call me Magine besides Rachel.
Oh, well, then maybe it is.
Knuckle tattoos. I'm against all tattoos. Chat room. Oh, I was watching... What's that girl's name? Nicey Nash, the one that was in Scream Queens and she was in...
Watched it yet.
That wonderful show about the hospitals. Scream Queens is awful. I couldn't get through it.
A lot of people say it's good, though.
Oh, please.
Natalie loves it.
Well, I guess
it's supposed to be, like, a parody, you know, like it's supposed to be like cheesy or whatever.
I know, and it certainly is, but it's just, you know, not everybody who wants to make camp makes good camp.
And it's got Jamie Lee Curtis, that one, man.
She's awful in it, though. She's horrible. She's completely
miscast. Is she really, you know, what? Was trans or whatever?
No.
It's even on the Wikipedia page, though.
Who is Huge Clit?
I have no idea. Hmm. Obama?
It's got to be Rachel. I don't know. Nobody else calls me Majin. Majin. Nobody else.
Listen, I didn't know she made a music video. I seen it last night. A really top quality music video with lots of gays.
Oh, that reminds me. I want one of her t-shirts.
Rachel's?
She has t-shirts, too. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No.
Does she make them herself?
I don't know, but they're cool. And Sheldon got one somehow. I want one.
Well, then, do they have extra four since I haven't been going to the gym? Four times the large?
You mean you take four X's?
Well, yeah.
Don't let people know that you're really Andy Milton.
That's right. I forgot.
I watched the new season of Nose Garden. It's really bad.
Right, yeah, I haven't watched that. Have you watched that Sense 8 on the Netflix?
Yeah, I liked it.
I watched it in the 4K because I wanted to see. You know, I said, well, there's not a lot of content. Oh, let me tell you. If you watch the in the 4K, if you watch the what is the TV show, the older ladies?
Golden Girls?
No, on the Netflix, Grace and Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I always thought that show was beautifully filmed. I thought it was really filmed on location in the 1080p.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, those waves are nothing but like old school BIMP files that are looping. When you see the water in the background, it is so fake looking. I'm like, oh my God.
And you can't see that on the 1080? Only.
No,
on the...
I thought it was, you know, really filmed in a house on the coast, but it's not. And you can see where it just keeps cycling, and it's the same pattern of water.
Well, you know, nothing, from what I've been told, nothing's filmed in real locations anymore, hardly anything. It's all done CGI in studios because it's cheaper.
Yeah, but you can't even tell, like, normally, but you can now.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Okay. And then another thing they do is they CGI their faces. Like, you'll see other people on camera, and you can tell where they swapped lenses to, like, a soft lens. For the men, they don't do it.
What
so
do
they
mean?
Look like shit. When the women come on stage, they swap lenses, like they smeared Vaseline all over it, and then they're tracking the face and CGI. All they're doing is doing like a facial blur.
Like a makeup filter.
Yes, but sometimes they forget that there's actually eyes on screen, and then they blur the eyes too.
No way.
Sometimes where they're like rushing it, and then sometimes they'll blur like the nose, the defining of the nose will get blurred, but the eyes won't.
That's like, remember when HD first came out, and it was like, at first, like, I thought it, like, looked fake, and a lot of people said that you know, it looked fake now, the TV shows and stuff, because it makes it too real or something.
Exactly.
Well, that sounds
lovely. It's too distracting, though, so I was like, I'm not going to watch this.
Did you like Sense8?
Oh, my Lord, yes, but when she pulled the dildo out of the girl in the first episode, and it's in 4K,
you with the 4K. 4K, well, I have a nice blender, and I have smoothies every day, and they're really good.
Yeah, but she pulled the vagina, and, you know, hopefully it really went in a vagina when she pulled it out, but, and it's all, like, greasy and slobby, and ugh.
Yeah.
But actually, so far, it's actually very different. And I didn't realize that lady was actually trans. I thought it was just a woman playing a trans character, but she's actually trans. So that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so far, so good. And she looks good in 4K. Daryl Hannah actually looks really good.
Well,
she looks a little bloated, like she's been in the water. But
that's with the filter, I would imagine, too, right?
Well, see, I didn't notice it on that one. So they're probably, you know, since they're like, you know, the tech girls, you know, the Wachowski siblings, they're probably doing a lot, you know, a little better.
Which one is Wachowski?
Well, the Lana, well, you know,
I know who they are. I mean, which show? Which show are you?
Well, you know, they, the Sense8, that's their show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's so LGBT, Jesus.
Yeah, their show is, their studio's in Chicago. They work out of Chicago, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was them. Is the second season out yet?
I don't think so. I need to finish it. But what's so weird, let me tell you this. One of the girls from the school, she watches it. She's a cool girl, you know, and everything, but she's, like, very manly. You know, she's a straight girl. And, I mean, she's fine with the gays and stuff, but, you know, just not for her. And that's one of her favorite shows. I said, Jesus, it's too much gay for me.
See, it was a while ago that I watched it. I don't even remember. I just remember I liked
it. It's like every fucking time you know, scene change, there's a flag. It's enough already.
A gay flag?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's very in your face with the homosexuality.
I don't remember. I have such a fucking shitty memory. What's going on in the chat room, friends? Anything good? I tried to get John Kobeck to come on, but he wouldn't. He's too tired.
She's taking photos.
Yeah, of her vagina for internet. So what else? Oh, I'm not. I hate when people tell me what to do in the chat room because it makes me want to do the opposite. You know?
Like call somebody.
Yeah. Call Rachel. Call anyone. Why don't you call me? If you want to talk so bad, call me. I'm Madge Weinstein on Skype.
No, we had a bunch of listeners that wanted me to call them yesterday, but didn't have time.
I'm on Skype. My name is Madge Weinstein. And if you want to talk to me, then just call. You should. Right?
For a fee.
You will be berated, of course, but you should do it. And donate. Right? So, Deborah, what else? What else happened this week in the news? Anything?
Well, another celebrity job, but not a big one.
Oh, that Glenn Frey?
Yeah.
Oh, who cares?
It was kind of sad, though, but...
I guess.
Cher? I don't think enough people are talking about Cher. No.
What happened?
Enough people are not sending... You know, Cher, before it was, you know, really big, before Hillary jumped on the bandwagon, Cher sent like $300,000 worth of bottles of water.
To
Michigan.
Yeah.
I don't think that was covered enough.
That's nice.
That was kind of nice of her.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see many celebrities doing stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
What else?
Well, what else? Justin Bieber changed his hair color.
Hmm. Okay, what else?
There's a Planet X.
Hang on, this says senior Jewish rapper. Let's see what this is. You got your $30 worth of seeing me, so now my goddamn cursor's missing. Where the fuck did it go?
Oh, shake it.
Yeah, good idea. Thank you. Shake that thing. Oh yeah, shake it, shake it. Trip on this. Trip on this. Pump up the jams. Pump it, pump it, pump it.
Bradley, Madonna was 40 minutes late when I seen her in 2006 at the Atlanta Arena.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it is when she comes to the South. She's always late.
Wait, it's going on the wrong fucking screen. Oh, it won't play on the other screen because it's not copy protected or some shit? Oh, God. Apple, please, you're annoying the fuck out of me. What the fuck is that? Okay, like, the cursor is seriously not showing up, and I am shaking it. You can see. Fuck me. This happened before. I think it's a fucking bug. Remember I was having...
You have two monitors?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's happened to me. What is that? I'm trying to think of the keyboard shortcut.
Yeah.
Press F6.
Well, I got it right now, but what is it for next time?
I think it's F6.
And okay, what does that do?
It like makes a like a circle thing around it.
Oh. All right. Let's see. View. I want to change it so it's not full screen. Oh my God! I'm turning into my mother. How do you turn this on the full screen? It's not coming on the right thing.
This is why, if you had the 4K iMac...
Oh my God, you're killing me, Deborah. Can I pay off my bills first, please?
Well,
can be played only on HDCP. Okay, fine. I'll switch the screen then.
Okay, I got a Carly Fiorina Florentina link video.
Okay, but tell me this. Why the fuck does Apple make it so fucking hard to play a goddamn video?
Oh, it's not a video.
This is. This thing I'm playing. It's supposed to be. Fucking shit. Thanks, Apple. Thanks, Obama.
And it's Obama's.
Is it? Thanks, Obama, for the wrapper. So what did you say? It's doing it now. So F6. Like, you mean function F6 on this weird-ass keyboard? Or?
I think it's function F6. Let's see. I didn't do it on mine. Maybe they took it out when they added the shake.
It's not working. Fuck, this sucks. It seems like when I press Alt-Tab, then it's coming back. Try moving the iTunes to a different display. Oh my god. How about fuck off? Gray screen. HDCP. It's my fucking computer. Why can't I play my shit? And it's legal. This is a fucking Apple thing. It's not doing it again. Oh, I should not have to fucking deal with this shit. Where is my Apple listened heard? Or pair. Where is he or she? Or it? Deborah? Deborah?
Hold on, I'm looking.
How do I at least turn off the full screen mode of this fucking shit?
Command F, isn't that for full screen?
Okay. No, I lost my cursor again. I think I should just kill myself because this is torture. Let's see.
How old is that Mac?
This is a 2012 Mac Mini.
Oh.
Why? Are you making fun of me? You making fun of my old computer?
What the hell? I guess the full screen, that's only in certain other apps. Maybe it's
I don't know.
Something else.
I don't know, but it sucks ass.
Phew.
I just want to play this fucking Jewish rapper, and it's fucking taking up an hour and a half. Do you see a fucking setting for full screen? I don't. I swear there used to be, though.
Well, I mean, there's the little wiggle thing.
What does the chat room say? I'm sure somebody in the chat room is being a wise ass about it right now. Here, keep movie player on top. Keep movie window on top.
How about you just drag the file to your desktop and hit the space bar?
Because it's iTunes video shit. You know what I mean? It's part of iTunes music, so you can't. I don't think you can download it. I don't know, maybe. See? I don't fucking know. See? Yorp. See, now I'm getting depressed from this. This is really shitty. This is why Apple is not doing as well as it should.
Well, you sure it's not like your screen sharing thing causing this?
Why the fuck would it be screen? It's copy protection. I guess. I mean, like other shit plays. Like.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the HDCP.
Yeah. I want to play this fucking Jewish rapper. Jesus Christ. Does it play for you if you search for senior Jewish rapper? Does it work on your computer?
Let's see.
You have the Apple Music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Doot-doot-doot. Senior Jewish rapper.
I got the family plan.
What's that?
You know, you can add like 6 people.
And they'll come on each other?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not even searching for some reason.
So how much does the family plan cost?
I think it's like $15.99.
And how many people? 4?
6.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have 6 people on it?
No, I can add you if you want.
Let me get back to you, because right now I'm on it. Nah, you know what? It's okay. I'll be all right.
I mean, if you don't want to pay for it, it doesn't matter.
What do you mean? You don't care?
Because Natalie's on it, and she don't pay for it. I don't care. I'm going to have it anyways for my mom.
You know what, though? I don't think it'll work, though, because, like, I use iTunes Match, and if I do use yours, won't it not see all of my iTunes stuff?
I don't know. I have no idea on that one. All it does is just add you to, like, a family account. So.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll try it.
Let's see. Yeah, it's not pulling up anything but that name. Okay. Oh, wait. Maybe because I... Okay, wait. Let's try
that. Here, I'm looking at the chat room. We're talking about other stuff, which means we're incredibly boring.
Yeah, they want, like, phone calls. Let's see.
Okay.
Apple Music.
Give me a phone number, audience. Oh, here it is.
There we go.
It's the audience. Thank you, audience. See, I should have looked at the chat room before.
I'm a Gittle Langner sexa, please remember me. I'm
a
Lanny, a rapper, a she. I'm SJR. No, what is that? Not a bird in the sky or a rat in a hat. I'm senior white rapper Jew babe, true and true. Hey, little Romeo, 50 Cent moves over, wants to be with you. SJR.
Dear God.
SJR.
This is on the Apple.
Yes. It's a video. It's featured.
Star.
Her mics are hot at home.
Justice no. The Americana.
Oh, shit. This is Rachel Cannon.
A shizzle, my piccolo. Yep. Hear me spit.
Like 40 years from now.
For shizzle, she said.
Oy vey, I'll say oy vey.
Oy vey.
I'll say oy vey.
Oy vey. You're supposed to say it, Deborah.
Oy vey. The black brother, they wears the do-rag. And SJR, she wear the do-rag. Oh, yeah. Oy vey. Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Say oy vey.
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Oy
vey. What is
Deborah?
Vey.
You're not singing.
Oy vey. Oy vey. Ho.
Oy vey.
Coulter.
A little late.
Barbara. Boxer and a Hillary. Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Come Hillary.
On down, yo.
Is that her prayer rug? Is she Muslim?
Ho and
is that Edith Beal?
SJR.
Or is it that same lady that was on that video the other day?
Oh, yeah.
With
it
the
looks
boobs.
Like that actress. I can't think of her name.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
One.
Linda Hunt?
Two pack.
No.
One pack. Two pack.
Why am I still watching this?
Died. Oh, yeah. He now rapping on the other side. Oy vey. Oh, say oy vey.
Oy vey.
Oy vey. Oy vey. B-I-G. A B-I-G. Americana big. Are you bigger than me? Oy vey.
Oy vey. Deborah.
One pack two.
Deborah, you're not playing.
B-I-G.
She didn't say it.
She said oy vey and then she pointed. That's when you say oy vey.
One
and you're eating.
Two pack, is it okay? S-J.
Don't you ever think you can get away with it.
On the big side, oh yeah. Oy vey, I'll say oy vey.
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Oy vey. Deborah.
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
I'm a healer.
So
I'm a
late.
Doctor. I'm an acupuncturist.
When she says oy vey, she pauses.
Oh,
that's when you say oy vey.
I'm a amazing needle specialist. SJR. SJR.
What the hell is she doing?
I think she might be senile.
A new superstar. A fights for chicken justice.
Chicken.
Americana shtick. A schnitzel, my pickle. Oh,
pickle.
Hear me spig. Oy vey.
Oy vey.
I'll say.
Come on.
She didn't point the mic.
Oy vey. She just did, and you mucking missed
you
it.
You all call me Biosh.
Biatch.
Please don't call me Biatch. Don't invite me to your kiosk. Asks you most politely, please don't call the lady. Oh, oh no. Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Oh,
good.
Vey. Oy vey.
Oy,
oy vey.
Oy vey. Oy vey. When you're munching on your hash nosh and your munch in your grolosh, huh? You're
Grolapse.
Are you wearing?
Oh, that was real nice.
She is lag. That's the reason.
You think?
When she pointed the mic at me, it was already pointed at you.
Oh, that's why you were so off.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why I was couldn't understand. You were like, she pointed the mic.
You know we didn't do a countdown. What do you expect? I did something so stupid this week. So, so I'm finally making money. I'm excited because I can pay my bills. So, the other day I paid my bills, and I'm like, oh, good. I paid off, like, two cards. I mean, it's not as good as it sounds because I actually... Well, what happened is I got one credit card to get a 0% for like 18 months with a $75 maximum fee, which doesn't happen very often. So I put half of it in that and half of it in this other thing that's only 3.5%. So it was really good interest rates. So I did that. And in order to do it, I have to like move money around and stuff in debt,
yeah.
Like pay off one. So it's like, there's not a lot of cash flow left over. Well, I look in my bank account the next day. It says overdrawn $1,500 because I forgot that I had written a check for property taxes for $2,500.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about it, and they hadn't cashed it yet. So I had to take in like an instant cash advance on a credit card, which is going to cost way more than any of this other shit to cover it so it wouldn't bounce.
Yeah.
Normal. That looks like Mrs. Lopipero.
Oh my gosh, well, I gotta say that bad word.
Yeah.
Oh no, she sucks. What?
I was gonna say. So.
Oh my God.
Right, what?
They don't have the, sometimes like my Discover and like the Chase sent me a thing to my, you get your 0% balance transfer with no fee.
Really? Mm-hmm. I never get that. Not with no fee.
Yeah, that's the only reason I got the Discover really? That one time.
It had no fee? No, wait a second. No,
yeah, balance. 0% interest for 18 months with 0% balance transfer. Your first balance transfer within 30 days.
Was
no,
free?
No fee or,
up to how much money?
Whatever the limit was for your, I transferred.
Really?
For 1,000, I think.
That's good. What's your credit rating, do you know?
Well, it was like 723,
mm-hmm.
but I think it dropped a little bit since I did the Amazon the other day.
Yeah, mine's about the same. So it's probably, maybe, I don't know why you get those offers and I don't.
Probably because how many have you used?
How many credit cards? What do you mean?
Have you already used all the major ones?
I always use the balance transfer offers, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I always use them.
That's what I'm saying. So they probably only offer that for, first time you've ever been with them.
Because,
to get you.
I do it because, it's cheap. It saves a lot of money, A lot of money.
Well, I've decided, once I get my car paid off, I'm not going to get another one. Then I'm going to pay off all the debt.
Just get another TV.
Yeah. But, see, that was basically free.
Yeah, I know. Because of all the discounts.
Oh, and did I told you, they just gave me another $30.
You're not
refund.
Supposed to tell people on the Grum. Oh. They'll blackmail you.
True.
It's normal and true. Well.
Mike, how the fuck do they keep doing this? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Doing what? What were we talking about?
You said not to talk about it.
Negativity.
Yeah.
You can release them yourself. If there is such a thing as a ghost, then the soul does survive. And that's why ghosts have always made headlines. I think that's why the movie Ghosts was such a sensation.
Somebody should call in. They want us to talk, call. Then call the fuck in if you want. Participate in this Grum. Especially if you're not giving us money, you might as well participate. Isn't that right, Rachel? I mean, yeah. Deborah.
Rachel's here, too.
Oh, is she? Hi, Rachel.
Oy vey.
How was the Jewish party?
I can't eat. I'm on a seance.
Oh. Wait, she's green. That means she's fucking there. She didn't answer my text earlier. I think she's hiding from me.
Oh, she's on this call now, it says.
Well, I'm added her, but it's still showing dots. So it's not like she's blowing me off. See, she just fucking blew me off. God damn it, Rachel. Anyway, this picture looks...
Her name's not Rachel. It's Ada James.
Oh, I mean Ada, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does she still do that blog that, like, that millionaire set up?
I don't know.
That Jewish guy, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
Yeah, I think so. Doesn't this look like her, the girl with the henna tattoo, or the girl with the tattoo on her forehead that wants money?
Oh, yeah, it sort of did. I mean, she's prettier, but...
Yeah.
Rachel, not the other way around. Of course. Just in case. But, like, why don't these, like, rich Jewish people give her, like, a shit ton of money?
Who?
Rachel.
Because they're Jewish?
Yeah, but I don't understand, like, because I remember when she got that deal, and it was, like, all over, like, I think I read it on Gizmodo, and I'm like, oh, that's Rachel Kane.
What was that? The Havira thing was on
Gizmodo? Yeah, yes, it was, like, all over a shit ton of blogs. I think even Leo Laporte had somebody that talked about it on his show.
Oh, I didn't know it was a big deal. I thought it was just Rachel.
No. Well, she was one of the contributors. It was major because it was all these Jewish people.
Oh, I didn't know it was like
that. And that millionaire started it or whatever.
How's it rated on Alexa? Probably like a million. You gonna check?
Yeah, I'm about to. What is it called again? I know it's
I think it's Havira. Let me see.
I'm trying to spell it.
Yeah, it's not.
Fine. It's like Gizmodo for Jews.
Is it? I don't know. Well, I don't see it, so it's probably not that popular. Oh, well.
Gizmodo.
Jewish blog Gizmodo?
Jesus, hell, where did it go?
I'm putting in keywords to see what I get. I put in fat, smoking, loose skin, black. So that's nothing too good. What would be a good video to watch?
You know who is really good is that Truth or Grad. What is his name? The really crazy fat guy.
Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Max Kaiser's on his show sometimes.
Oh, I remember you saying him.
Yeah, because he has such a huge audience. That's why he goes on there.
Well, I mean, I'd go on there.
I think it's awful. I need something funny.
Oh, my Lord, what is that?
Wait, what's that lady that does those things? Oh, here, Brad Riley is calling, whoever the fuck that is. I can't be choosers right now, though. Who is Brad Riley? Is he trans, Deborah?
No.
Okay, we're going to add him. Be nice, Deborah. Don't be like Cheryl. Let's see. Deborah, put your makeup on. We have company.
Just kind of put my face on.
Bradley?
Hello?
Hi. Thank you for calling in. We're so lonely, Deborah and me.
I just popped a bunch of popcorn.
Who are you? Do we know you?
Oh. Yeah, Matt Peters, or Pino's friend.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. You have a boyfriend, right? You have, like, reddish hair, right? Reddish?
What'd you say?
You have, like, reddish hair?
Yeah, I have reddish hair. Yeah, I have a boyfriend.
I know who you are.
She has a husband.
Did you watch the latest Simply Fat with...
That's a good idea. Let's watch that.
He has a great substitute for sugar cooking tip.
Oh,
I can't believe you haven't seen it. I'm behind.
No, I only watch them on the grounds. That's my thing. I don't want to watch them.
Oh, okay. You know, oh, that's right. Debbie was grumming last that I missed. So.
Where is it? Is it on his YouTube? What's the thingy? What do I search for?
Simply Fat.
On YouTube or on?
YouTube. He's got him on there. YouTube.
FAYUTT. Yeah, I know how to spell fat. Okay. 1, 2. Look at this. It's so organized. She's on fire with the Simply Fat. That's not it, though. 114? Is that the most recent one?
I think so. Is it like a pork-looking thing that's pink?
Oh, let's discuss that. I seen that on there the other day. I said, that shit looks
welcome wrong. Welcome to another episode of Snippy Sarah. Today on the show, we're making chicken Milanese.
That's not it, is it?
No, it's a pork dish.
Mm. It looks like pork is not supposed to be pink.
Oh, here it is.
That's just, you'll, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Simply Sarah. Today on the show, we're making sugar red pork chops. I'm at cutting corn. I have some carrots that I'm
parsnip
down and cut into pieces. And I
what is that white
also
thing?
Have some parsnip that I roughly chopped and some thyme. Some garlic that just minced in my chopper is some wok pearl onions. Now what I'm gonna do is toss the carrots, parsnips, pearl onions, and thyme on a baking sheet with a drizzle of olive oil and a pinch of salt and pepper to taste.
It's always a drizzle with these people.
And transfer my veggies to my baking sheet.
I like the music. It's so dancey.
All right.
Abba-like.
Yeah.
Abilene.
We're going to drizzle on some olive oil.
Abba-like.
Oh. That's a nice drizzle. His breathing has really gotten very excellent.
All right. We're going to add some salt and pepper to taste.
Oh, you know what's hilarious is she gets good views on these. Do you think people are watching this thinking this is for real?
Really? Oh my god. Let me see. 28?
Well, like this one, she's got 87.
Wow.
But I mean, somebody's watching this thinking this is real.
Well, they should.
So I'm going to put this potato and add in my thyme, and I'm going to pop this in the oven. In a bar, I have my minced garlic, some...
What the fuck is that pink shit?
Cayenne pepper to taste. I like my little bit spice.
I don't think he,
some olive oil.
Color corrected this.
And I didn't have any sugar, so I used some C4 explosive pre-workout instead. Alright. Now I'm gonna put this nice incorporated and get my salt rub on my pork. Alright, my veggies are going in the oven. I'm gonna set my timer for about 8 to 10 minutes. Forgot to breathe.
Forgot to breathe.
All right, I have salt and peppered my pork chops, and now I'm going to rub them in my sugary mixture. Get them nice and coated.
Oh my god.
Only thing is, I need to buy some Pyrex.
That's definitely Simply Sarah style.
Yeah.
Nice incorporated on pork chops.
That's so gross. Like a vagina.
All right, our pork is nice and coated, and I'm going to go ahead and put this in the oven with the veggies. All right, our pork chops are going in the oven. We're going to clear this box in the middle of the veggies and put the pork chops in.
Are they pork chops? They have no bones. Don't pork chops have bones? Or they do have bones?
Different kinds.
We're going to pop these in the oven for about 15 minutes.
All right, we're done. This one isn't edited as much as the others.
That cookware, is that Paula Deen?
Yeah.
I have the Paula Deen.
I'm just kidding, I have no idea.
All right. Well, my pork and veggies are cooking. We're going to make a sauce.
This is a hard recipe.
In a pan, I have about 2 tablespoons of beef concentrate, like a beef stock. And a half cup of water and the rest of my top. Now
what?
I'm going to go ahead and...
Half cup of water and what?
And
what is she incorporating? Oh.
She said the rest of her conch.
Her cum?
Cow.
I got my stove on high. So
Christ can't come.
Reduces by about 2/3. Guess what? Our pork and veggies are done. I'm going to go ahead and pull this out of the oven.
I almost guessed correctly when he said, guess what?
She.
Was the oven not on?
Well, she had to wait for Hitler to come start it.
The oven's not on, is it? It's not cooked.
I think it's
as you can see, the pork chops look real tender in my...
It's definitely the color. The colors are off.
Came out just fine.
Colors in this video are way off because that looks red.
Sugar roasted pork chops.
Pork is supposed to be red.
Deborah, the problem is this video needs to be color corrected. There's nothing wrong with the pork chops. It's just the color is off.
Oh well, let me just put this into DaVinci real fast, run it through a few algorithms.
Do it.
If you like everything you see, please press it.
Have you ever used any of that software?
DaVinci.
Yeah, color correcting.
I do color correction. Yeah, I used to have to do that.
I need to learn how to do it.
Okay, it's easy to learn. You just look for a video from Larry Jordan, color correction for Final Cut Pro or whatever. It doesn't matter.
I did
matter.
It in Final Cut. Accent, it just like it doesn't look, you know, like
No. It's not something you have to know specific things about it. It's not something you just figure out without learning.
You know, like it just looks like you just threw a filter on it. You know
no,
what I mean?
Because you have to know the right levels for skin tone and the right tint. There's a certain thing. You have to it's all about the scopes. If you're not using the scopes, you're not color correcting. You know what I mean?
Like those little round things that are black and, you know.
Yeah. Because you have to use them. So anyway, just watch the video by Larry Jordan.
Larry Davis, color correction.
Larry Jordan.
Oh, Jordan.
And it doesn't matter, like, they're all pretty much the same, so you can take the one for Final Cut Pro and it's similar to that.
Because that's, like, the main thing. When you want to make, like, a movie, like, if you're trying to do it, like, cinematic look, besides filming, like, at 24 frames or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like that. You know, it can look like a handy cam photo or look like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the new trailer? Well, there's two.
Did you
ever see the movie called Cloverfield by J.J. Abrams?
Nope.
It's like an America telling of Godzilla in a sense.
Is it an old movie?
It came out in like 2008 or 9, I think. And it's basically like an alien attacks the city and it's like found footage. Like a Godzilla type alien.
Oh, wait. Matt Peters is in the chat room. What did he say about the... I didn't see him talking. What did he say about his pork chops?
I don't know. Let me go.
Were they really pink? They weren't pink, were they? They looked normal, right, man?
Girl, yes. She wouldn't be here if they were really pink.
Mm-hmm. Because the vagina?
She'd be dead.
His
raw pork kills. Matt Peters, have you seen that movie Cloverfield?
It sucks when we talk to the chat room because it's like it takes an hour. It's like we're talking on Mars.
Know.
We have to wait for the sound to go to Mars. Or the beam thing, whatever you fucking call it. Oh, Cloverfield is just Godzilla with shaky cam and annoying hipsters.
Yeah, but listen, there's a sequel. Well, sort of in the same universe. And the trailer came out. I seen it last night on the TV. I had no idea this was even coming. And it stars John Goodman and these two other girls. And oh my God, it looks so... This is going to be so fucking good.
Oh. go for girls.
I was going to have you play the trailer. It looks
Bradley, you're
really
not even
good.
Talking.
I was talking.
I forgot
talking
you were there.
Listening.
She's taking show notes.
I wish I could take show notes as good as whoever does them.
Natalie, you're supposed to participate.
Natalie's not here tonight, so
post
show notes.
What was your day like?
Me?
Yeah.
I went back to work.
What do you do?
And caught up after being on vacation for a week.
What kind of work do you do? What do you do?
I work at a TV station.
What do you do there?
I'm the creative services director for the promotion department.
So you like make commercials and stuff?
Yeah, news promotions. Have the best news and weather team, that sort of stuff.
Why the peas you're eating tonight and could kill you.
You're in that, are you in that awful place where Matt used to live, or are you in Atlanta?
I'm adjacent to the awful place that Matt used to live.
Lincoln, or Lincoln, Nebraska?
I'm in Des Moines, Iowa.
Is that, I didn't know that was near Lincoln, Nebraska.
It's like 2 hours from Omaha, and then Lincoln's another hour from Omaha.
So are you going to caucus?
No, I'll have to work that night, so.
I don't really understand how that works.
So it's different for each political party. Republicans, caucuses are held at people's houses. Mm-hmm. And Republicans just go to their precinct's house, whatever house gets picked or whatever, and they just cast a ballot for who they want the nominee to be. And then they count all those up, and whoever has the most votes is the Republican winner. Mm-hmm. But Democrats are different. They go to their house or whatever, and everyone goes to a corner of the room for whatever candidate that they are essentially voting for. Mm-hmm. But there's – and I don't know the super specifics, but there has to be a viable percentage of people voting, and like there has to be like a majority, I think, something like that. Mm-hmm. And so if there's not a majority, then the other corners of the room have to start – talking the people with that are only supporting candidates. Oh, hi, Matt. They have to talk them into coming over onto their side. So if there's only one, who's the hot Democratic governor that's for some reason still running?
Oh, O'Malley.
Yeah. So there's going to be
Christie.
No, not that one. No, there's so they'll have to talk either the Bernie camps and Hillary camps will have to talk the O'Malley guys into coming over to either one of their
but
sides.
What if you don't have enough corners in the room?
Then it's the Democrats. They'll have enough. If it was a Republican, if the Republicans did that, then
right.
You have problems.
But so that way everybody knows who you're voting for. So that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a weird Iowa thing.
And what if there's like a serial killer, like some weirdo that nobody wants at their house? They have to let him in anyway?
That's just Iowa.
Oh.
Wait, what now? I took out the headphones and swapped to the Mac. What now?
It's Iowa.
You have to let them in your house.
Perfectly normal.
Deborah, you should not leave the Grom.
Well, I wanted to get on the computer instead of using the iPhone.
Well, then you
she
have
was
to.
She was eating.
You have to I accept was. The fact that you're going to miss
Why
some
the
of the
Why the fuck was that Big Mac top of the roll stale?
What?
Yeah. Huh?
What are you
I had to take
about?
The top. The top of the Big Mac was stale. I had to take it off to eat it.
Well, I think you better call McDonald's.
Yeah. Which McDonald's was it?
Excuse me, please.
Matt, were those pork chops?
I went through your drive-thru about a minute ago.
What color were those pork chops in real life?
They were pink because of the C4 explosive
Fried.
Pre-workout powder.
Now, what is that stuff you put on? Seriously.
It was pre-workout. The recipe called for 2 tablespoons of sugar. I don't keep sugar in my house. I'm fat enough.
So I thought you were joking. Like,
well, what's that now?
You seriously used workout powder?
Well.
See, I thought that you were... that's why I thought the colors were off, because I thought, well, it's so pink. I thought, well, it's the colors. Oh, wow.
It was mostly... It's like cherry fruit punch. So if you've ever had...
Yeah.
Well,
insane.
Listen, have you ever had, you've never had like pork that's been sweetened by like cherry juice? It tasted just like that. It was
Asian.
I mean, I've had pork that's in sugar, but I just didn't.
Matt, remember when you used that pre-workout before you went out to the bars here? Because you
get fucked. It? Don't even tell that story.
Why did you shit yourself?
No.
Shit.
She fell out.
What happened?
Actually, what did happen? I don't remember.
I don't remember if it was you or our friend Blake that just tore up the town that night.
What does that mean exactly?
I think that was me.
What does that mean? Tear up the town. What is that?
Okay. We were at a Christians for Christ festival in Des Moines.
That was leather themed.
Jesus.
It was leather themed and
leather.
Got a little bit tipsy.
Oh, you were a whore. I see.
Yes. Okay, spreading the good say word.
So. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, baby.
Spreading the good word, all hopped up on pre-workout powder.
It happens. You know, things happen. Things just happen.
Yeah.
Things fall out. Yeah. Things
people
drip.
Get hungry and eat on the grum.
Things get lubed up.
You know, you might go to a Chinese buffet, then decide you want to go see a drag show at the gay bar and dance. Mm-hmm. Why did I do this?
Right.
True story.
Oh, it's Hevira.com. Hevira. Hevira. Hevria.
Why don't you post the link?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's too hard.
I'm trying to spell that shit and it just ain't working. Did you spell stuff weird?
Because you're just not Jewish and not even close to being Jewish. You can't understand our spelling.
Should rap about it.
Yeah.
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
That was pretty good.
Oy vey.
White. Where's Cheryl? Smile. Is she out molesting kids again?
Yes. She watches TV. I'm sure she's busy. I shouldn't even be up.
She really does. That's her main thing.
I have to work in 7.5 hours.
Yeah.
Yuck.
I mean, you took a nap, though.
I forgot I'm supposed to tell myself I love working. I love working.
Yeah, me too. I know the feeling. I wake up every day thinking, God, I love this plantation. I love it to death.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Well, good thing you don't have a choice.
Yeah, well, I really don't. It's that or be broke.
We're all a slave to the man.
Yeah.
The 1%.
I mean, my job
can't even take this place seriously.
Why?
They just got a new investor. This is football player.
Woofed.
Domicon Sue.
What?
No, really?
Yeah, I'm not even joking.
Around Sue?
He's this big black guy.
Punches a lot of people.
That punches people. He's now one of our board of directors.
Wait, what's his name again? Let me Google, see if he's hot.
Runaround Sue.
Why did it say it?
Just type in S-U-H because you're not going to spell his first name.
S-U-H.
His first name is Donkey Kong.
I get Susie Sue.
Ndamukong Sue. And actually the best part is I took a geology class at UNL when I was wasting money on a computer science bachelor's degree. And he used my notes and now he basically owns my life.
Well, he's just one board of
directors. Well, he used your notes willingly.
I mean, he's just...
Well, I gave them to him because I'm not going to say no to a giant black guy.
Well, it's a good thing then.
He's kind of cute. He's big.
So he's just one board of directors? Like, he doesn't own... Like,
He's just...
Yeah. Oh, never mind. No, he's not cute at all.
Now,
he's dangerous. He looks like the kind of black people that actually get shot by the police.
What kind of job do you do? I mean, I know what kind of work you do, but what kind of company is it?
I work for a digital signage company. Nordstrom's, Cox...
Cox?
Spy.
Deborah. Deborah likes Cox.
We create the digital content, and then we push it to a wide variety of players. We also do satellite and CCTV monitoring for the government.
Can I tell you my idea? Because you can do it since you're in that business. I've been wanting to do this idea for years, right? Because now that I'm driving for an hour each way, so 2 hours
a day. Is it a good idea? Don't say it on the gram.
Yeah, no. Maybe you should tell me in private.
Seriously.
Patent pending.
No, I'm going to give it because I don't care. I just want it to happen.
No, because then I'll be pissed if somebody else gets rich and doesn't share the wealth.
Okay. Well, you can just tell me later, I guess. Give us a...
No, I'm going to tell you because it's not going to fucking happen. Anyway, sorry, Deborah. You know what? If you want it so bad, then you have to be the first one to get it, okay? You
all do right.
It.
Okay.
Anyway, so I always get so annoyed at other drivers, and you want to tell them stuff. So I want to have, like, a sign on the back of my car.
Oh, I think it already exists.
That has where I can send a message to the person behind me.
Waze already does that.
What?
Yeah.
You can do shit like that in Waze, I think.
You can beep and send messages to people. No, I told somebody to get fucked today on the Georgia 400.
Wait a second. How?
You just tap the little car on the road. It'll say, you're driving. You have to tap a passenger.
But only if they have the same app, right?
Well, everybody uses Waze.
Yeah.
I mean, I use Waze, but there's very few other people that do when I drive, and there's thousands of people on the road.
Well, anyway, the scrolling marquee
is that the one that almost flipped your car, Matt?
What?
No, that was just...
No, I think this is different because this is like a physical sign on the car.
You wouldn't need a sign though; you could just project it on the glass.
Well,
yeah, you could. It's basically what I get. What you're saying. This would be bright. Like an LED based or a light based projector that would sit on the
Or even like the Kindle
where your speakers sit and would flash up in your windshield, and you could like scroll marquee to people.
You totally cut me off, you cunt!
Right?
Yeah.
Stupid motherfucker, stay in the right side. Don't. Left lane is for passing. That's what my
would be saying. Turkey idea. Like everybody should keep a frozen turkey in the car at all times. So then if they cut you off, so you throw it at the car.
Debbie, that's what soda's for.
Yeah, but the frozen turkey going 80 miles per hour, it's going to take out grandma, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would be pretty good.
But how do you keep it frozen?
Yeah, you can write "get fucked" on all the frozen turkeys.
How do you keep the turkey frozen?
They already make it.
Yeah,
you just rotate them.
They had something like that like a couple years ago. I don't know how legal it is. I mean,
to throw a turkey at a car, it's fine.
Well, it's only illegal if you get caught. So.
I hate drivers. Like, they drive me. There's so many people that think you can drive slow in the left lane, and then they box you in. Like, there's like all these weird ego things that trips that people go on. Like, they're in the left lane. They're not going fast enough. They're not pulling over, so they're trapping you. But, like, they're too insecure with their male ego to move over and let you pass them.
Rob Pickle used to do that.
He used to do what? Drive
all around right now.
Well, I'm going the speed limit,
Will you please
go out of the left lane, bitch?
She's a left lane slow driver?
Actually, I have a funny story about that.
I have to remove her from the golden circle. Hold on. Let me delete. Okay, what?
I was, that happened to me in Omaha. I was stuck behind the Hyundai Sonata. They were doing 55 in the left lane, morning hour traffic. I signaled to get around. I got boxed in by a Mustang, some kind of bullshit. So I flipped my car into the emergency lane, sped up, cut her off, and flipped her off. Then the bitch called the police on me.
Did they find you?
Yep. They found me at work. I was
you gotta be kidding me.
It was probably October of 2013, so I was supposed to be in a meeting with Sony that morning. And they're like, there's an officer here for you. And I'm like, oh, who died? And
thought you stole the car, Matt.
Are you an owner of a silver Chevy Impala with the plates? Mm-hmm. Like, yes. And he's like, well, are you drunk or high? We got two reports of erratic driving. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking
two
about.
Two reports?
Yes.
What?
She probably told somebody to call in for
who the fuck? I mean, it would never occur to me to call the police on anyone.
As many times as I call the police on somebody actually driving crazy and they never do anything, this is fucked up.
This is something this must be white privilege because I've.
It's got to be.
Omaha, Nebraska.
That has to be.
Yeah, because this would never happen to a normal person.
Called the police. The officer came in and I'm like, I have to be on a call with Sony in 2 minutes. You are wasting my time. And then I filed a complaint with the OPD, Omaha Police Department. I wanted an investigation. I wanted to know why he felt the need to respond to that traffic.
Can't you just say it didn't happen?
I did. I lied.
That's right. That's what you got to do. You got to lie.
Pull that car down when you got
it. I sure did.
Deny.
Shit, Chevy Impala.
That's why I never understood how people get stuck paying for songs and piracy shit. All you have to do is fucking deny it.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I have that open Wi-Fi network because I like helping the children in the neighborhoods that are not fortunate enough.
So, Rob, what's this about you being a shitty, slow left-wing driver?
Yes, I had to call to defend myself.
Bitch, please.
I would like to say, for the record, I do not speed. That is true.
What?
Very true.
Why not?
I, as a rule, never drive in the left lane because I know there are people out there like Sir Matt Peters. One time we were driving that Taurus so fast down the road that it was flipping off the 85 on the speed. You know, the speedometer.
So what?
Excuse me, please.
I don't want to get run off the road by that, so I stay on the right-hand side. Okay, let me just say that, yes, at one point in time I had a Prius and I drove it very conservatively, but never in the left lane, okay?
Matt, you may reply since he was addressing you. Go.
My reply is that's bullshit.
That's a Nebraska value.
So you're saying he was in the left lane?
At least once. Okay. And while I was in the backseat of the car weighing it down, I might add.
And what's wrong with driving 85? I drive 85 every day. I have to drive fucking forever.
Well, that's not normal in Nebraska.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
I don't want to get a speeding ticket.
Lightning strikes down.
But if you use Waze, it tells you where the police are.
Well, this was
way before Waze.
10 years ago, yeah. This was Trio 600 days.
All right, well, I guess.
This is 2008 Atlas.
This is back when you paid
I guess you can have a pass.
Phone, very smart.
But I need you to take a driving test so that you can. I need to know that you're not driving the right lane.
Left lane. I didn't even have a car for the last 4 years, so.
This was, yeah, probably.
And now you got a Hyundai, so you can't speed.
Kia.
She did not. That's right. Don't even remember what she had.
Yeah.
I meant.
No, that's not true. Actually, this would have been back when we first started going up to Omaha. And you were probably driving.
It might have been Laura's car, maybe.
Yeah, it was the Laura's Honda car.
But are you kidding? I drove this thing like a bat out of hell.
Those cars will go if you put the foot down.
This
actually in good condition, too. Remember you had the performance muffler on it?
Yeah, I made her mom buy that XL.
Well,
there's evidence of that one in the tourist cops video.
Oh, shit.
One moment, please. One moment. Wait, why
am I to not share that?
I might have to share that, but
I'm going to kill you twice.
That makes me look worse than you.
You're both horrible.
Does it, though?
You're both horrible.
Does it? Because I'm pulling all the narration.
Extra obese Matt Peters is rolling around on the stage.
Yeah, but I'm doing all that.
The Detroit Lions lost Ndamukong sub because of two terrible gambles.
Ndamukong. That's his name. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, whatever.
He's ugly.
They have pictures of him in, like, the break room now, like,
non-ironically,
bragging about his aggressiveness. I'm just, ugh.
Not ironically?
I work for the worst plantation in the South.
So you can stomp on people's heads now and it's okay?
How much did they pay for you?
I make auction. $75,000 a year, which is not enough.
No, I mean at the auction. I don't mean
how. No. Well, the
$75,000 is not enough.
It's not. Bitch.
That poor Waffle House woman made $2.13 an hour.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
And sometimes.
And she didn't go to school.
Well, you're a network administrator. Is that what you are?
Yes.
Yeah, you can make a lot more than that.
I know I can. Mm-hmm. Once my 1 year is up in November, I'm bouncing out of that place.
I didn't make no $75,000 when I was ingesting movies for the theater.
I thought you transferred to the same company. You got it.
I did. I transferred. They gave me a slight cost of living increase, and then they increased our health care and blamed Obama.
How much is your health care?
God. I think I pay. I was paying about $135 a month, which was really good, and now I'm paying upwards of $4.
Jesus.
So my cost of living increase disappeared.
Oh.
And so I was looking at Obamacare, but if you live in a state where the Republicans refuse the aid, it's worthless. So.
Yep.
Well, and if your employer has it.
If you're making $75,000, you're not going to get the aid anyway in a state.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
Not that kind of aid.
Jesus, what were you making, Madge, that you had it?
I made $15,000 last year.
Yeah, she was working for the school for girls.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad there was a good option for you.
Yeah, actually, I am too.
Mm-hmm. My insurance now is $50 a month.
That's actually not
Whoa.
Bad.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's good.
Yeah, that's about what mine is. I have a $5,000 deductible.
Mm. I don't pay anything.
Does your policy cover anal blowout?
No.
Mine does.
Reagan.
I have
towards the deductible.
Yeah, see, I figure if I'm going to be poor, like, there's no sense in making, like, $30,000. Because then you still have to pay taxes, and it sucks. Right. But if you make, like, $10,000, which was really my goal, I made a little too much. But, like, if you make less than $10,000, you don't even have to file taxes.
That's true.
So it's
you have to live with your sister. I showed you my brother. Can you imagine?
Living with my sister was fine. Who cares?
I know, but we don't all have that option.
But the internet was shitty.
We don't?
No.
Well, no, not really.
Oh. Some of us don't have good relatives.
His brother is, ugh, God, that thing is disgusting.
Well, you know, if your parents don't buy you a condo, then I don't know. You're in a dysfunctional family, in my opinion.
I'm a first and last gen. I don't have that historical fund to lift me up. But that's life.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What is my password for this piece of shit?
Did you see that? I'm sure you did on the Golden Circle. That guy who takes selfies in front of his dying mother.
Oh, God, that's horrible. Repulsive.
It's like the most intensely amazing thing I've ever seen on the, you know, like, it's the most interesting selfie.
It's so unbelievable that it's just...
It is. It's beyond...
It's incredulous.
The fact that the comments are all, like, totally reinforcing this behavior.
Oh, yeah, they're just like, oh, yeah, I'm so sorry for your suffering.
Everybody's
got to be thinking. When my grandma passed, I recorded a video.
That's not the same thing.
Like, when she was on the breathing machine.
You weren't taking scrubs.
But you're a fucked up person.
Or whatever lesbian
she Yeah, but she was also chatting with the, you know...
The dead people.
No, the
she was conversing with the spirit.
What is that? What is that fucking chat line called?
Vibe line.
Oh my God! You know what I saw on TV? So I was watching the Fatty Grums TLC, and it wasn't very good. They just show Frankenstein getting her fat cut off, or her loose skin get cut off, and I'm like, but then they show like a commercial for Long Island Medium, and she's fucking exploiting 9/11 survivors, you know, wives.
When those towers came down, I saw it, but I didn't have time because it's getting me nails.
It's fucking insane. Like the shit, you know, people get away with without even realizing how.
In the debate, Jesus. Trump almost to the T said, "You couldn't imagine the smell."
Yes, he did.
We smelled death. For 2 weeks.
It's smelled.
Too isolated out here because it was
not even a Glade plug-in.
It smelled like poor people and.
Hello, no audio here.
Dead air.
I'm trying to find the Donald Trump.
Stop the smell and I'll get Glade to pay for it.
Did post a link to tourist cops in the chat.
Chat is too complicated. There's too many people in the chat. Now it's all on my Grum now.
A listener sent me a numby on the ground.
What is this? Somebody has dirt.
Oh. I think I sent that to you, Debbie.
Ting Ting has
did
dirt.
Did you send that to me?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, that is you. My bad.
Ting Ting has dirt. What is this Ting Ting having dirt about? Is he going to tell the truth about you?
Where? Pickle?
I have no idea what
Ting Ting is
about.
Telling me that you. Oh, it says Ting.
Oh, about Rob driving slow.
Yes, Pickle drives so slow.
Slower than most Asians.
Listen.
Oh boy, and that's from an Asian.
Ting Ting drives like a maniac.
Yeah, but
he's wrecked two cars. So
he's Asian. That's normal.
Well,
that is true.
So
are you? I have no room to talk.
Okay, so you don't speed, but do you not? Are you like? Do you break any laws at all? Like, would you smoke pot?
The Asians are always in a fucking minivan flying like a bat out of hell.
Do you ever?
Not here. They all drive Hyundai Genesis. Yes, and they can't drive.
But that's only because of the Kia.
I can't drive.
Okay.
I can't move.
Do you smoke pot?
No.
Do you do anything illegal at all?
No.
So why are you so stuck on what doing the right thing? Is that why you don't speak? I don't understand that.
She's a Christian.
I'm paranoid of going to jail and being raped or something.
Were you in jail before?
I'm not.
Oh. No.
But if you got a ticket for speeding, that's not jail. Are you just...
I got a speeding ticket once when I was 16 in my dad's minivan coming back from a LAN party.
And you got raped.
And almost by a Mexican state trooper.
Oh.
Well,
yeah, he won't be around much longer.
Deborah doesn't mind that.
Yeah.
No, because they're always uncut and it's nasty looking.
Thank you, please.
But it's BYO lube.
You know what's weird, though, is they always smell really good when you see them. They got their hair gelled back, and they're real cute. But as soon as it gets down to that part, it's stinky. It's like feta cheese.
Hmm. Yeah, that's probably the best way to describe that smell.
Really?
Yeah.
Underneath your toenail?
I don't know what that smells like, and I never hope to find out.
The theme of this Grum is, what is that smell?
What is it, man? Who is there with Matt? Rob and Brad. I think Brad just had a heart attack. Are you alive?
What? No, I was trying to figure out what I zoned out for 2 seconds and missed that we started talking about smells.
Took a head of chiffon.
We were talking about Latino dick.
Oh, ew, yeah.
Cotton ball torture.
Although, I'll take a Latino dick over Latino douche water, please.
Now I'll take like a Brazilian.
How about any douche water?
What do you mean Latino douche?
My Ambien will probably be kicking in soon here. I'll be like Cheryl pretty soon.
Oh, no, that's an illegal substance.
Well, I take it legally.
Look, I got one from a hairdresser. The first time I took it, I'm being honest, and this is a true story. When I worked, what was it, like 3 years ago? Okay, so I took it, right, because I'm like, you know, I have sleeping problems, said I want to try this. And I'm not a big drug, like, you know, I smoked a little green once in a while, but I'm not a pill popper either. So I said, I'm going to try this. I have sleeping problems. So I took it. I said, nothing's happening. 2 hours go by. I'm like, well, I'm really not that sleepy. I said, I go sit on the couch. Mm-hmm. Sat on the couch. I swear to fucking God, I look up, and I had an Xbox at the time. The Xbox controller stood up and was dancing with sunglasses. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I started panicking.
That chiffon hits you, baby.
This was Ambien?
Yes, I started panicking. So I called my, if my dad was alive, I would call him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
So I call my ghost dad, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. The Xbox controller is dancing. I've never done any drugs like this before. I mean, I'm conscious. The Xbox controller is standing up dancing looking at me. She's like, calm the fuck down.
But did you know it was a hallucination at the time?
Did it red ring?
I knew. I was conscious. I knew that I was hallucinating, but like I never experienced a true hallucination like that. So I never realized it would be fucking real.
I miss those days because I've been taking it for every day for about 4 years.
That
goes away like maybe after a month.
You mean that's normal?
What would happen for me is that I would look at my iPhone and I could shake it like it was a Jello mold, it looked like it was made of Jello mold.
Go ahead.
No, that's.
I was gonna say from what.
Tell us about the time you woke up with the huge crab.
It's putting you in like the hypnagogic state you go in anyways. And since I sort of fought it, since I wasn't prepared for bed, you're supposed to take it and get in the bed. I stayed up. And so that part of my mind was shutting down, but like the consciousness was still aware. And that was the reason. It was like a lucid dream in the sense, I guess you could say, since that part was dead. But I just never in my life. And I was like, I'm not taking this shit. So when I went back to the school the next day, I gave her the other pill back. And I'm like, I never want to take that shit again.
That goes away pretty quickly, unfortunately.
Yeah, but that was still a fucking scary. Well, I mean, thank God it was just a controller. But it was like the risky business scene, but with the Xbox controller. It was so weird.
That is really weird.
Like, right now, when I'm recalling the memory, you know, I'm seeing it just sitting there on the little wood shelf, just dancing with the sunglasses looking at me.
I'm picturing a Raisinette, like, dancing.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Girls, wait a second. Yeah. Ting Ting says you do smoke.
Well, I have. I don't anymore. Okay, so let me just put my entire medical history on the line here for everyone since we got Madge and Debbie's credit ratings and all that stuff.
True.
I'm a 730.
Yeah. So I take daily prescription pain meds for my back, and my doctor, to provide those for me, said that I cannot smoke weed anymore. So if I smoke weed, then he won't give me the meds for my back. So I had to stop so that I could tell him that I don't do it. And so in case he does some sort of random test, that I will pass it. So
Why? What kind of drugs are you on for your back?
What state do you live
Percocet.
In?
Percocet.
Nebraska.
Oh. Oh. Why can't you take Percocet and marijuana? I didn't know that was an interaction.
You can. They're not contraindicated. It's just that the prescriber can get in trouble for providing narcotics to people who are drug abusers.
Oh.
And if you use an illegal drug, you're automatically an abuser.
True.
Even if you're not. So if the state finds out that I smoke weed while he's giving me Percocet, then he can get in trouble.
I gotcha. I didn't realize
that. Some people smoke the Percocet.
What?
Well, not Percocet. They do the OxyContin because that's just the pure oxycodone. The Percocets have Tylenol in them, so you can't.
Oh, is that the difference?
You don't want to smoke.
Oh, so the Oxy is just codeine. I mean, yeah, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, so oxycodone / Percocet has Tylenol in it, and OxyContin doesn't have Tylenol in it. But they do, and the reason that OxyContin is so expensive and oxycodone is so cheap is because they make the OxyContin in some tamper-resistant way that if you, you know, crush it or something, it somehow becomes not OxyContin anymore. I don't know.
Oh, that's that kind of neat.
But when Nurse Jackie, she used to crush it and snort it, and that was Oxy.
Yeah, so what happened is, you know, oxycodone has been out for such a long time, right. And OxyContin is just extended release oxycodone. But because the drug companies were allowed to make these tamper resistant forms of OxyContin, it went back under trademark, and so now they can charge like the $600-$700 a month
for the same
because
bet.
Yeah, but oxycodone / Percocet is still generic, and it's tamper resistant is acetaminophen or Tylenol, which just destroys your liver if you overuse so it's a game.
Yeah,
maybe you should just crush it up and put on some pork chops.
Jesus.
Well, you can do that, but
or snort some Vagisil. That's what I do.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want the Tylenol in your nose. No. I mean, there are people who will even like crush it and then shoot it, but it's. I don't understand
shooting drugs.
Ugh. I'm not abusing it. That's the thing.
Well, you sure know a lot about it.
Well, yeah, you have to. If you ask anybody who takes, you know, prescription pain meds, and if you don't know a lot about it, then you're one either not gonna. They'll start to think that you're, you know, a drug seeker, and you know, like if I lose my script, that's a trigger that I might be a seeker. Or if I call in and say, "Hey, I need an extra one or two," well, that's drug seeking. I mean, there's just you have to be on top of it.
It's a fine line.
And I'm also the type of person who, you know, obsessively researches anything that I do. So,
driving in the left lane.
So is your schedule one then or whatever?
They're schedule two.
So do you have bareback parties and do pump and dumps?
Schedule one drugs can't be prescribed. They're considered no medical
marijuana.
Right. Yeah.
See, because my doctor told me just to call him over the phone for my Schedule II drug and say, "Yeah, I need a refill or I want to up it."
Yeah, well, they can fax those and they can send them electronically. I work in medical health records, so we can get into that too.
Coding.
There's just a lot of tracking and tracing that happens. And
for the girls.
So, yeah, like the Schedule II you can get, but there's, like, if you try to refill your next one too soon, that is a a flag that you're needing them too soon.
It's tracked like credit cards. Fraud.
Yeah, so I wonder what Wellbutrin and, like, Lexapro are classified as. Are those type 1 or type 2 before I
go? No, they're not scheduled.
No, I don't think either of those are controlled substances.
I'm going to say, because Walgreens just gives me that shit like candy.
Yeah,
you want a 60-day supply for 30 days? Here you go.
I'm on the same pill.
There's five schedules, and one would be the highest control, and five is, like, when you have to show your ID to get, like, Sudafedrin.
Got it.
And so, like, blood pressure meds and most, I mean, like, Ambien is like a Schedule II, so it's scheduled, but it's low, or like Xanax is a schedule two or schedule three, sorry. But it's just as you get into the lower numbers closer to one, they start to get a little more restrictive about.
How do the housewives do it?
Valium, what is that?
That's like a schedule four, I think.
Okay.
Oh.
What about poppers? I'm just kidding.
Poppers.
That's not VCR on the menu.
Those are VCR cleaners.
Right.
Oh, I don't have to ask my doctor for those?
Right. Find out if poppers are right.
I'll take two poppers, please.
I'm adding myself to the conversation so I can switch to the iPhone. Walk.
Okay.
Oh. So.
Shit, I had the speaker on the whole time.
Yeah.
Girls, do I sound different?
A little.
Tastes all right.
Don't sound no hot.
Did you watch Cocktails with Chloe today?
With Chloe.
Reagan.
Chloe Kardashian.
Ugh, fuck me.
I swear to God, Reagan is so damn lazy.
What?
Link, please. I've told her a million times where it was. Now she wants the link.
Link to what?
To the Gram.
To the Kardashians?
Yeah. Oh.
Fuck, I have to go to bed. I don't want to go to work tomorrow, even though it's jeans day. Yay, I get to wear jeans.
Yeah, same. I know the feeling.
It's so fucking stupid. Like
it's so I get my retarded.
I'm like, God, I wish somebody would just run into me so I don't have to go into the office.
Do you have to pay to wear the jeans?
No, but if you want to on Wednesday,
yes.
You do, but only if they have like a special, you know, program.
We're, you know, $5 donations for House for Habitat or whatever.
And I wear sweatpants and basketball shorts to work every day.
You lucky son of a bitch.
You work at the Cocoa Dorm?
What's this? Dims my walls.
It's so weird. Like, I walk into this, like, post-apocalyptic office, you know, where it's like, in like the movie Brazil or something. Like, it's just all gray with carpet squares, not a single decoration on the wall, and just these like weird, like yellow, blue, and gray carpet squares. And everything's like this deafening silence. It's just so bizarre. And every day I go in there, I'm like, I'm going to be here all day.
It doesn't sound like it's I don't have any coworkers that try to talk you up a storm.
Do I?
Yeah.
My coworkers speak Spanish for the most part.
Well, you are blessed.
Well, you just wait until after 2016.
Yeah,
I'll be there alone. Take care of that.
Gonna be a lot of openings in that place.
Now, for some reason, my colleagues are all like old ladies. Like most, like three of them are in there.
Can you fix my phone?
50s or 60s.
Can you fix my phone?
Yeah.
That could be worse. What are you doing this weekend, Matt?
What church do you go to?
Yes. You want to come to my church? Oh, you see my daughter. She's a youth pastor there. And I'm like, well.
My daughter's single.
I had to out myself, you know, sometimes. That's
how
all.
I outed myself last week. That went well.
Oh, good.
I work with three Republicans. My boss is a Republican. The other one's a Christian Republican. It's really fun. So they're all they're all praying for me right now. So
how did you out yourself? Did you like accidentally leave a cum fart on the chair or something?
No. But,
oops. Sorry.
Mine was actually embarrassing. I have this 32-inch display on my computer and
display. Okay.
I have a GroupMe chat with some friends, with some girls.
Oops, sorry.
And
oh God.
I had posted this GIF of this, you know, that one that always, I think Scott always posted. There's the two hot white guys on a couch, and then the one in the boxer briefs like flips his ass over, bottom style. Well, I don't know what happened. I could have sworn I locked my workstation, but I walk away from my desk, and then my coworker's like, well, "What's this?"
What's this?
We're going to need you to come in the office a little early tomorrow, if you don't mind.
No. But now it's really weird. Where
bring
he was
maid
like,
outfit.
Open about talking about going to church and stuff. Now he's.
Are you the only black one?
No. I am one of four black people, which is.
I was
going to
say, they'll just be like, well, she's black anyways.
Yeah. I haven't identified any gay people where I work. And there's like over 100.
There are no gay people where I work. I am the town faggot.
Oh,
Wow. Yeah, for what, 10 feet?
Well, no, actually, because I don't work in Atlanta. I work north of Atlanta in Alpharetta. And
yeah, 20 feet.
Yeah, well, it's actually, it's more Queens, like, there. Yeah, well, and I mean, again, I work, so this you get closer into Atlanta, and there's more people, but in that area, it's all college kids.
Yep.
Slopobotomuses.
I work with an Asian girl who thinks that I'm racist, and
imagine
that's I could imagine. Say,
it's all
a,
the
I fuck it, a Chinaman. I have sex with
Chinaman. Yeah. It's all the talk about, you know, black rights and all that that makes me racist.
But did really you say, did you say, I'm not a racist?
Just give her your iPhone if it can fix that.
I have a wonderful Japanese boyfriend.
What set her off was, he works with me, so she knows him too. And yeah. He's not, you know, he's kind of like fake Asian. He was adopted and brought over here at 6 months, so there was no he doesn't speak the language, but she's like off the boat,
like Matt Peters, fake black.
Yeah. But so I asked her one day, because she just got her U.S. citizenship, I said, does she get to keep her Vietnamese citizenship?
Yeah.
And for some reason that was completely offensive. She couldn't believe I would ask a question like that.
That's such a stupid thing to be offended by, because it's a legitimate question. People have dual citizenships all the time.
From then on, I'm the racist guy. And, well, and the funny thing is that
you should ask her for fried dog meat. Well, I mean, you should just go balls to the wall.
Go on, I'll
ask her if she can. Ask her if she can sing.
What's well, the you know, anthem? I've noticed, like, people are very sensitive. Like, I do the way when I talk about stuff like that, like with normal people, I'm very careful about when somebody says, like, if they have an accent, the worst thing you can possibly do is say, like, oh, where are you from? And I have a friend who does that, and it's so embarrassing.
Really lucky. I get black privilege because if I just ask the question in Ebonics, then it's just like, oh, well, he's black. He doesn't know any better.
Yeah, but Asian people usually love to tell you where they're from just so that you can confirm that they're not, like, from North Korea or, you know, something like that.
Boom.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I just don't talk to them, I guess.
I always say, honey, how did you escape?
Matt, how many black people were in your office in Omaha?
I was the only black person in the office.
Say, yeah, there's one black person at my job. Too.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy when you live in the north. When I lived in Indiana, like, I was like, what the hell's going on? Did they kill people? I mean, you'd maybe like every once in a while. It wasn't no black people.
It's
crazy.
Actually really nice here
because you're in Indiana. That's
I know, but it was so weird from living in the South my whole life. You know, like that's just normal. You know, there's people of, you know, a bunch of people. And then you go there and it's just like, what's going on? There's like all these white people listening to rap music. You know, it's just creepy. It's like a Twilight Zone.
We have blacks and we have Chinese and we have lesbians and gays, and we've got a trans even.
What's her name?
Well, his name is now Dimitri, but it
HIR. Oh, excuse me, please.
There is this wonderful trans that works at the Sephora that's about 2 hours away, and he is so nice.
See, I don't even like to talk about trans people because it's too much work. Because you have to, like, concentrate on every word you say to make sure it's not.
Well, I'm always scared I'm going to mess up when I go there. So I always say, like, oh, where is that other person at? Is the other person not here?
Because you can't say he or she, and there is no other pronoun.
No, because what if they don't? Well,
there's her, but you can't. They is actually, what you're supposed to use now.
You're supposed to, but it's still grammatically incorrect. It's just
it is like grammatically incorrect. And there's here, but HIR, but I don't use that shit.
I'm looking for that manly life force that works here.
I think they should just say nigga.
Nigga.
That'd work.
Whatever happened to Cheryl trying to spell snickerdoodle?
Well, everybody would hang up on her.
That's because she wasn't crafty
she
about it.
She got to the third K and then...
She should have made it. She should have flipped the characters around.
Mm-hmm. I'm eating yogurt with sugar. This is terrible.
Hey, no eating. It took me fucking almost an hour to eat that goddamn Big Mac. Don't you dare eat on this cum.
An hour?
Yeah, because you kept saying, say this, say that. Then you'd ask me a question. I'm like, I'm trying to eat the fucking Big Mac.
You weren't oy veying very well, honey.
Yeah. Is that why you weren't oy veying?
Yeah, I was trying to eat.
You couldn't oy vey between bites?
No, because the fucking bread was like a brick.
I ate at Burger King for lunch. It was so embarrassing and so disgusting. I had the A1 burger.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's awful.
Who eats at Burger King anymore? Both of them shut down here.
Chicken fries. Well, chicken fries is the only reason to go.
I go there because it's one of three restaurants that are in walking distance for lunchtime. So.
You don't have a Chipotle?
Uh-uh. But there's a Lime Mexican Grill, which is really good, but I can't go there every day. Sure. I always have to hide. There was somebody. I was eating at work, but then there was like somebody who I was talking to, and I didn't want to talk to anybody, and I realized there's not enough tables, so I can't just sit. I can't just sit alone.
You can't sit in your car and eat?
No, some people do that, actually.
That is so weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Like, those are the people that are like, yeah, that bitch is crazy. You know, she's got 1,000 cats at her house and her husband pees in a cup.
That's I sat in my car when I worked at Verizon and ate.
Okay, well.
I don't know.
That perfect just destroys.
Popped an Ambien, too?
How many cats do you have?
I said, did you pop an Ambien, too?
I only have one cat.
Oh, my God. But you have a cat.
I do have a cat.
Okay, so you have a cat. You drive in the left lane at 30 miles an hour. What was the other thing? There's one more. Something else I forgot.
Okay, since we're going to go back to that, I rode around in Matt's car for probably 2 years, please, scared to death that he had one of these air freshener fan things, but it was right on top of the passenger airbag. So would we had ever rear-ended anything, that would have come flying at my face.
Was it Hawaiian breeze scented?
I think it was.
Actually, well,
that's so weird. Not stereotypical.
You must be very depressed because you think about all these like terrible eventualities.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we were in Nebraska.
Depressed, anxiety.
Are you afraid of knives?
OCD.
Are you afraid of knives?
No.
Well, that's good.
Not really. I mean, if there was one mounted on Matt's dash, then... No.
Well, I don't mean that. I mean, like, in general. No. Oh. Never mind.
No, it's the link he posted. Somebody has it. Was that a GoFundMe to have somebody's forehead tattoo removed?
That was Rachel.
That's almost as bad as the black chick who spent all her money for the Powerball and set up a GoFundMe.
What was that?
She spent all her money and now she can't feed her kids.
Oh my god!
She set up a GoFundMe.
Are you sure that wasn't?
We need to reinstate our funds in our bank account. We took all of our funds to buy a Powerball and did not win.
It's so sad that people don't understand statistics, you know?
Stereotypes.
Well, it's so sad.
What was I trying to figure out today, Matt?
What?
Something about a lottery pool, like lottery prizes.
I was looking at statistics for leftover winning scratch-off lottery cards in Iowa and trying to figure out what the best options would be to buy to win the big prizes.
Oh.
But they didn't give you enough data to figure out exactly what you needed.
Well, if you do like an office pool, you could always, you know, pull in that money to go get like the Powerball. Find Powerball tickets on the ground, take a picture of those, send it to them, say, I got the tickets. Most likely you get to keep all the money and you don't win.
You don't.
You smoking chiffon again.
That's a good idea, though. I might do that next time when we have one of those pool things.
John Oliver, I don't know if anybody watches him, but he did a little skit about the lottery and how you mentioned somebody who took all their money and, you know, now they have a GoFundMe or whatever. But it really is. They advertise like that you should do this as part of your, you know, financial security. Yeah, like this will actually work. And so I kind of feel sorry for those people that they got duped, and you know, obviously they're not the smartest people ever, but I think it's not entirely their fault that.
You know what? I also feel sorry for really fat people who get conned in by those "I'm loving it" McDonald's commercials.
I kind of do too. I don't. I mean, what do you? I mean, when if you ever see, like, if you saw a real DeLois, well, I don't know. Maybe I'd take a picture, but I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't be like that. That worthless. You know,
that fat bitch.
Well, no.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, I guess
you're right. That sucks.
I just laugh at the size, and then.
You don't have to be hateful, because me and Deborah and Cheryl do it for you.
I'm the good bitch. You and
speaking of stupid people getting scammed, have you guys ever called that Joel Osteen?
Oh, Jesus. Well, no.
Hey. He reminds me of the Joe Backer, but...
My dad is obsessed with her.
Peter Popoff?
Peter Popoff. Oh, yes.
We've called him.
I still have that Jesus rug.
Do you have the video still?
That lady
maybe somewhere.
Oh my God,
I used to call her all the time that worked at that one, and she gets so mad. Well, ma'am, what am I supposed to do? I wanted to go to the kids in Africa. I doesn't show me,
that was
me,
the funniest
ma'am.
One. That was one of my favorite man. Calls.
So those good.
Were my favorite calls.
Did you ever get the yes. little packet of water and the little...
I did.
And I got the prayer rug that was nothing but a fucking piece
yeah.
of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the prayer penny. There was like some kind of like prayer thread.
They sent me a dollar one time too.
Yeah, I got the dollar.
I loved those calls.
You were supposed to send it back, Deborah.
Those were so funny with the girls, and you're like, which girls and the black girls or whatever, and you know, oh my God, those are funny.
Yeah. So amazing.
I think those Jim Baker products are so hilarious. Like the price is just what does it for me, that you're buying 50 gallons of slop for $3,000.
I don't know when he eats it.
Christians like that. I mean, that's like, such a smart money-making, like, we're all poor. Why don't we just scam Christians too?
Well, I actually think it would be nice to have that for hurricanes, but maybe not 20 buckets of it.
Yeah, but when is hurricane that bad that you're going to be stuck? Most likely you're going to be dead.
No, I just want to eat it. Can you imagine, like,
well,
you're
see, what I don't understand,
and you have all this macaroni forever. I think
what
it's kind of cool.
And what I couldn't get Cheryl, Debbie, I don't know if you ever called him, but what I couldn't get her to say was, if the point is you will use this during the rapture, well, that means that you didn't get picked. if you believe the shit he's saying, you don't need this. And if
that is
you,
true.
So I never understood, like, who are they? Are they selling to people who are just too dumb to know that?
No, I think it's probably because the rapture takes a while. So they don't zap everyone.
No. The first rapture, the good people go. It's only the people that did not turn.
Right. So essentially they're key.
But what I'm saying is maybe the rapture takes like a year. You know what I mean? No. Maybe it takes a year, and you have to eat that food for a year.
It's instant.
The story goes that the trumpets play, and everybody just will wake up and rise away, and it's over.
$2,000 for corn chowder.
Let's pretend that happens. Does Jesus slash through all the food with his magic sword too? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, what? I didn't think about that. We can survive.
I don't understand. What's that about sloshing the food?
Well,
what's Jesus
it's not like
do?
They're going to take the food with them. So,
well, there's an endless buffet in heaven.
Every farmer will be left for us here.
Well, these questions have to be asked. I think, Deborah, you need to ask those questions.
You should take some notes, honey.
Also, we should start to GoFundMe to buy one of these for Sarah.
The funniest video was when he took a bite.
5,000.
When he took a bite of the soup and almost choked on it. Oh, it's so good. I'd eat that all day.
It's so good.
He went to jail for that stuff, and now he's back out.
Oh, well, listen.
I wish we could find another like scam artist. I wish who was that? Do you remember when we worked at Leonard's? Who sold that book of miracle cures?
Oh, they sold in Sam's Kevin Club. Trudeau, Kevin Trudeau. Like that's that? It. Kevin Trudeau, what they don't want you to know.
I wonder if she has a hotline we can call.
Okay, listen, I have to go to bed.
Okay. We should start a new show. If there are Yeast listeners who would be interested, me and Matt could go on about Dr. Leonard's call.
Oh, my God. Or... shoot me in the cunt.
What?
Leonard is like a sex catalog.
I place an order for these knee-high, queef-ass stockings, and I paid $1.50 wrestler,
like,
and it is 3 days later, and I do not have my stuff yet.
You could buy a 13-inch vibrating dildo, a catheter, and some Depends all on the same order and get them rush shipped.
I had so many black ladies call.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My favorite was Homer Zell Jenkins. She was like, the one that called about the...
How you going to make me measure my size?
Yeah, we were like the top reps at that company, too.
I need a thigh circumference. How are you going to make me measure my thigh?
But I bet you never got a call from somebody who was dancing in a wheelchair and fell down the stairs.
No. Oh, I don't know. If I thought about it long enough, we would have guys, we called them sex callers.
Oh, God.
And they would call to talk to the girl.
The girls.
Try to harass them. And one time, I don't know if it was Matt or if it was me, but one time we knew we had one, and so we had them, you know, they had got one of the girls who wasn't a fucking bitch and could handle it for 5 seconds, and then they had us take over the call. Maybe that was Matt.
I think it was me.
Officer
Jackson.
Yeah.
You want to put that in my pussy, baby?
My vagina.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all right.
Just let me know if you want to hear those stories, because
maybe next time.
I got them all there. They come up in the front of my brain every once in a while. So.
Well, you know, you can do your own podcast. It's an open internet.
Well, I tried that, and Cheryl destroyed me.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
All you have to do is talk like this.
And I eat way too much meat for Mikey Pod to give a shit about me anymore, so...
Cheryl doesn't know a lot of things. Like, for example, she has no taste in music. She doesn't even like music at all.
No.
That doesn't mean music is bad. It means Cheryl's an idiot.
She doesn't like music.
You have low self-esteem.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think it'd be good. You should name it Eat This Hot Show.
Yeah. I'll sell you the Earl. I'll sell you the Earl for $10,000.
Oh.
With an option.
Hey, Deb, we'll just name it one of those bank transfer cards you were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Get like a payday loan from the Deborah Wilkers page.
All right, listen, I have to stop this because it'll just keep oozing on and I have to go to bed. True.
Okay, bye, girls. It was fun.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Good sign.
Thank you for watching this episode. If you like anything you see here, please press subscribe.
Ooh, this daddy's hot.